You are listening to the From the Hip Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the show. I'm your host, Albert Hathazi. You know, I just grabbed my iPad, found this app. I actually ended up purchasing an extra little attachment, an in-app purchase. And the next thing you know, I'm sounding like Tupac. Not much talent needed. I mean, I think the talent is always there for the people that create the stuff. The copiers, well, they're not as talented, but you can still have fun with that stuff. We've come a long way since we were kids. My friend got, we were in high school, and he was one of the first people I ever knew that had a microwave. Microwaves were like space age things to me. But the one thing that I loved about his microwave is that we could heat up peanut butter sandwiches. So just get normal white bread at that time. We didn't know the difference. Put peanut butter on it, put it in there for like 10 seconds, and it would come out like a gooey, delicious goodness. Of course, you needed to wash it down with milk. But technology continues to come into our lives. When you think about when you were in high school, how crazily far we have come, whether it's our health, whether it's our entertainment, we take it for granted. Just today, I was driving down the road and looking at the cell towers, and I'm working for a company that provides a cell coverage, and the expectations of people regards to their connectivity, their downloads, their availability to talk whenever they want to is enormous. People expect this technology to be working 100% of the time to its full capacity. We had an engineer from one of the top leading providers of cellular equipment in the world in our offices, probably in the springtime. And this guy had been around for 20, 25 years. He is very well versed in the technology. And he says, he tells people all the time that he can't believe that we could even make a cellular call because there's so much happening for that call to go through successfully that it is mind-blowing. The average person obviously doesn't know that, but he knows it. And he is still amazed that even a single call could go through. That's how much is happening behind the scenes. So I'm more forgiving. I don't care if my cell phone doesn't make a call all the time or if I can't get an email. Although I will state that certain times, what really gets me is, say I want to share something or post something and things screw up, like the app itself screws up. That drives me crazy even more. Or when I tweet something and then I can't, of course, I'm always tweeting spelling mistakes. You know, I think I've got it down and then I tweet it and I look and I go, oh, I can't believe I spelt that wrong or left out a character or something like that. And Twitter doesn't make it very easy for you to change anything. I don't even think you could delete your tweet from the Twitter app. You have to go online nowadays to delete your tweet. Okay, let's talk about health. Today I managed to get a workout in at the gym. The funny thing was, I was really excited to go. My trainer, this was one of the sessions I didn't use my trainer, but I'm driving there with my friend. He picks me up. And then I realize, I'm looking through my bag, I left my workout book, the one that has all the exercise I'm supposed to do, and I keep track of it. And I'm like, oh, how am I going to manage this? I'm just getting into this. But I drew upon my vast resources of neural connected tissue. And somehow I managed to put together all these exercises that I've been doing for my workouts. And today was something called a push day. So I did manage to thread together all the workouts. Well, all the muscle groups that needed to be worked out today from memory. I was quite proud of myself. And that just goes to show you that technology is overrated. I do want to say one more thing. I'm going on Snapchat and I am doing something like a vlog-like schedule. And if you haven't got Snapchat, I suggest you try it out. It's kind of weird. If you don't know what you're doing, which I was one of those people that did not know what they were doing, just ask somebody who's a teenager or just a preteen. They will teach you everything you need to know. Your second best option is to go to YouTube and look up how to use Snapchat. A lot of celebrities and brands are on Snapchat. But what I'm doing is taking the lead from one of the YouTubers that I listened to interviewed on one of my favorite podcasts called Ear Biscuits. And he uses Snapchat as a vlog platform. And I love that idea because it's very easy. You could be yourself. There's no setup needed, no editing. And that's what I'm going to be doing, vlogging, having some fun on there, talking about production, audio production, podcasting, technical stuff, fun stuff, exercise stuff. And my username is Gorgar Speaks. And Gorgar is spelled GorgarSpeaks. And if you're wondering what that is a line from the very first talking pinball machine. Somewhere, I think 1979 or 1980. Because we were in the arcade amusement business, and that was one of my favorite pinball machines at that time. You could look it up online. So let's connect on Snapchat. Gorgar Speaks, and I will follow you back. This is Albert signing out, and I will talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to my silly little podcast.